Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Nanny Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Camelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Voisel. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. McCormick reaches third base with a triple. Holmes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lorke. The throw from Camelli and he is safe. Lorke steals second. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Littwiller throws the ball into Ryan who tags Rigney, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lorke scores. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camelli is walked intentionally. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Voisel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Littwiller. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCormick. Mize reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall is walked intentionally. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mize moves to third. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-1 in the game. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Holmes moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Littwiller takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Littwiller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Giants. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Littwiller scores. Elliott moves to second. It's Braves, 3, Giants, 3. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliott scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 4-3, Braves. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Camelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 2 in the game. Voisel is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Holmes moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Danny Littlewiller. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick now playing left field. Johnny Hop now playing center field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ryan trying to get to third. Marshall throws the ball into Lorke, who tags Ryan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gordon strikes out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Joe LaFatta pinch hits for Ken Trinkle. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hooks Iatt now pitching. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Comelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-3 in the game. Voisel bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Rigney covering, for the out. Comelli moves to second. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Comelli scores. It's 5-3, Braves. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Braves. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott moves to third. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ryan moves to second. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Hank Comelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Comelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 3 in the game. Lorke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 5, Giants, 5. Hooks Ayotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayotte strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 5. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler pinch hits for Clyde Schon. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Holmes is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Culler moves to third. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Rigney covering, for the out. Culler scores. McCormick moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott is walked intentionally. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick scores. There goes Elliott trying to get to second. Gordon throws the ball into Lorke, who relays the ball to Kerr, who tags Elliott for the out. It's 7-5, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Carl now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Johnson now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.